President Bush's father, former President George Bush, made a brief visit to Mexico Tuesday, where he reassured Mexican President Vicente Fox that relations between his country and the United States remain strong in spite of differences over the war in Iraq. This visit followed other efforts by both nations to keep relations on track. In what was described as a private visit, former President Bush arrived at the Mexican presidential residence known as Los Pinos, where he was greeted by a smiling President Fox. The two men stood and spoke casually for a few minutes while photographers snapped pictures, but did not speak with reporters. After the closed-door meeting inside the residence, Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Ernesto Derbez described the meeting as a manifestation of friendship between Mexico and the United States. He said the former U.S. president provided a clear recognition of the deep friendship President Bush, the current president, feels for President Fox, and that it will be maintained. After the meeting at Los Pinos, former President Bush went on to meet with Mexican business leaders here in Mexico City and in a brief stop in Monterrey on his way back to his home in Houston. The meeting between President Fox and the elder Bush was the focus of intense media attention here in Mexico because of fears expressed by many commentators that Washington would in some way punish Mexico for its failure to back the U.S. proposal on Iraq in the United Nations Security Council earlier this year. Mexico holds a non-permanent seat on the Security Council. Opinion polls show that more than 80% of Mexicans opposed the U.S. war in Iraq, and there were several large demonstrations against the war in Mexico City and in other parts of the country in March and April. In statements last week, President Fox expressed confidence that relations with the United States would continue to be close. He said he looked forward to the meeting with the former President Bush as what he called an opportunity to strengthen the relationship. In recent weeks, there have been several high-profile visits back and forth across the border by U.S. and Mexican officials demonstrating the continuing cooperation between the two nations on such issues as trade and security. In a meeting between Foreign Minister Derbez and U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell last week, both men expressed satisfaction with the current state of bilateral relations and noted continuing cooperation on such issues as the fight against drug smuggling and terrorism. But there appears to be no progress on an immigration agreement to provide some form of legal status to the estimated 4 million Mexican workers who entered the United States illegally and continue to reside there. This issue is important to Mexico because immigrants north of the border send back nearly $10 billion a year to family members here in Mexico. An immigration accord ceased being a priority for the Bush administration after the September 2001 terrorist attacks, and there is no expectation that the two nations will begin negotiations on the issue anytime soon. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Mexico City.